Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We just praise the Lord for allowing us to come back on Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We thank the Lord for allowing us to come into your homes or wherever you may be listening. We just want you to tell everybody about the broadcast, and if you don't mind, like it and share it to where we can get the gospel out to others. And we're here to lift up the name of Jesus and to see people saved. So we just want everybody to know that they're welcome to come in and listen. So just, like I said, like and share, and then you can get the gospel out further. And if you don't know Jesus today, today'd be a good day. If he's dealing with you, just call upon his name and ask him to forgive you, and he will.
Hallelujah.
And we just thank God for what he's doing. I thank God that he has saved 6 of my loved ones. And we're just excited about what the Lord's doing. And we just love everybody out there and thank the ones for tuning in from all over the world. We thank God for you. And we just thank God for the ones that's been listening. And the ones that listen all the time and the ones that pray for this broadcast, we need all the prayers that we can get, and we just thank God for you. And we just want everybody to, on Facebook, to put their comments in the, put their prayer request and their praise reports in the comments below, please.
Yes.
And we'll get with them and we'll pray about them and believe God with you. And I was thinking about that song, "He reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by." It don't matter what you're needing tonight. God's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. So just reach out and touch him tonight and talk to him just like you would me. And I believe that he'll come through and meet your needs for you if you're sincere. And we just
yes, hallelujah.
We just want to thank God for all the ones that he's been touching on this broadcast. And we just ask that if anybody's been saved on here or healed or delivered, just give us a shout back and let us know that, you know, what God's done. We'd like to know. Our subject today is Matthew 5:6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. It's not our righteousness that'll get us, you know, to heaven. We have to have the righteousness
right.
of God.
Amen.
And we got to seek God, seek his face. We got to read our Bible daily. And we need to get it down in our hearts and our spirits. And I believe with all my heart that as far as you want to go in the Lord, he'll take you as far as you want to go. But you have to be living a righteous life. And no sin's going to enter into heaven. You got to be righteous. You can't live any old way that you want and then think that God's going to take you on to heaven. You can't go with spot, wrinkle, or blemish.
No, okay.
You got to have a pure heart, sincere heart, and living before God with all your heart. And Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And we're going to get Tim to come around right now and sing us a few songs. And then we'll have our pastor to come and obey the Lord. He's not quite ready yet for me, so I'll read another verse. Titus 2:12 says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, yes, righteously, and godly in this present world. And you know, this world, the place here is our dressing place, our getting ready place down here. And if we're not living righteous when he comes, we'll just be left behind. That's the worst thing, because you'll end up in hell. So if God's dealing with you tonight, just call up on him and just ask him to forgive you and to come into your heart and to make his abode in you. And I know with all my heart that he will. And I got one more verse here that I want to read. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We've got to always put God first in everything that we do. So Tim's going to come around and sing us a few songs, so just worship the Lord with us.
Bless him, Lord, yes.
Living in a cold, dark world, evolution thought by man. Basic prayer out of school. And dollars filled our land. They order the Ten Commandments removed from their side. Someone questioned, I lost that film. What's wrong with living right? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus, and he's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'm for Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? You may think I'm strange, living the way I do. Different from this world, and a step on home to roam. Call me crazy or insane, and tell me I'm not right. Just one question, I lost that film. What's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody I'm doing what I ought to do. I'm living for Jesus, He's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'm for Jesus with all my life. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right?
Praise God. Hallelujah.
When the melody's been written and the words have all been said, and you've heard the Spirit calling through some sacred hymn, in the valley of decision, nothing free, what will you do? There's not happening, He's chosen, eternity has been. This world and all its pleasure will soon be passed away. The final invitation will be going out today. You're standing at the crossroads, and the Savior's calling you. If I pass in His choices, eternity has been. The straight and narrow way leads to life, the broad way down below. What would it profit to gain the world and lose your very soul? Tomorrow is uncertain. Our days on earth are few. This world has been exhausted. Eternity has been. There's a lasting process. Eternity has been.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. I am praying hard, do your heart
praying. Father, my is troublemaking. Listen, Paul, to what I'm saying. I'm praying hard. Lord, I'm hard to pray. And he got trials and tribulations, thinking God has turned his back. If he wants to change your situation, take a look at where you're at. I'm praying hard, and I'm hard to pray. On your mind, it's troubling. Listen close to what I'm saying. I'm praying hard. Listen close to what I'm saying. I'm praying hard, hard out of your heart to pray.
Praise the Lord.
I guess at this time we'll call up our pastor, Don Harris, again.
Ron, we're wondering why I keep picking up.
Come through on your side, telling.
Tell
him to come through on your side.
Pastor Don here.
On the Pastor Don Harris page.
It's on my side.
Yeah. On both sides. Yeah.
Okay.
The other side's only audio on your side video.
Okay.
Okay, let me, they want me to sing another one, so I guess we'll do the Savior song.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, we all need a Savior. Hope Ron can get in.
Yeah.
I guess everybody else can get in, I guess. I'm not really sure because I can't see with that beer where I'm standing now. I can't see.
We all need a Savior, and there's only one. Jesus Christ, God's Son, He paid our sins and bought our freedom. We all need a Savior, and there's only one. We've been blinded, we've been deceived, we've been told to fall on your heart. Be what you want to be. But there's a God in heaven that we will answer to. And on the day of judgment, what will He say to you? We all need a Savior, and there's only one. Sent down from heaven, Jesus Christ, God's Son. He paid our sins and bought our freedom. We all need a Savior, and there's only one. You may feel like you had it all. For the time is turned and you feel your back is against the wall. You're still searching for something that keeps eluding you. The answer is Jesus. He'll be the light. We don't need a Savior, and there's only one. Jesus Christ, our Son, He prayed our sins, but our
on air from where he is. I think I see Ron. I'm not really sure what that looks like.
Thank you.
Thank you. Got him back on the phone.
Yeah, he's there. I see him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Thank God for them beautiful songs. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I tell you, that song never gets old to us because we all need a Savior. Praise God, and they saw the one.
That's right.
We know that Jesus come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Yes.
Not willing that any would perish, but all would come to repentance.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. It's good to be back here with you this beautiful afternoon. Praise God. Another day the Lord has given us. Another time that we able to gather together. And hold up and brag on that wonderful name, Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God. There ain't no way that we could tell it enough or speak it enough for all that he's done for you and I and all that he's been to us and where that he brought us from. Hallelujah. And where that he's taken us to. We had several requests of people that's called in and needing prayer. God knows all about every one of them. Can't remember them all.
Amen.
The name, but the Lord knows
yes.
them that stands in need of prayer.
Amen.
Praise God. And that needs a touch from the Lord. So all you that's out there, praise God, that knows how to pray and have the word of prayer, well, I pray. Bible teaches us all through word of God. Pray ye one for another.
Amen.
Pray that we'll be healed.
Yes.
Praise God, it will be strengthened. Don't care to name him in my place. Praise God, it will be what the Lord, thanks, brother, would have us to be. Praise God, that we might highly exalt that mighty name. Hallelujah. It's great, great to know Jesus
yes.
and to know what he's doing
Amen.
For his people.
Yes.
Praise God, I tell you, he's blessing, he's moving.
Yes, he is.
He's hearing, he's answering prayers.
Amen.
Because the Bible said the righteous cry and the Lord heareth.
Yes.
And he delivers us out of all our troubles.
Yes.
And one day, praise God, he's coming back to get us and deliver us from all of our troubles. Somebody text in or called in and praise God, wondering about somebody told them, hallelujah, there was no need of praying or something. If you a sinner, hallelujah. And we know what John said in the book of John 9 and I think 31. Now God hear not the prayers of a sinner, or you're not a sinner, but them that seek his face, praise God, him, the Lord hear. And I know the Lord hears. Every prayer, he hears everything that's been said and done. Praise God. And he knows the hearts and the minds. And I don't believe that, praise God, that we as sinner people can pray and expect God to move first in the ways that he moved for them that's saved and born again. Praise God. And I believe that and I'm glad to know that he does hear sinners. Because
yes.
every one of us were sinners. But we prayed a prayer of faith.
Yes.
And the Lord heard. And the Lord delivered us. But now, if we're just praying and wanting God to do things for us, and we're not willing to give our heart and our life to the Lord or to dedicate our life to God, praise God, and we're praying for all these things. I doubt that he hears.
Amen.
Or answers. He hears, but praise God, I answer. That's another thought or another question. But praise God, we got to walk up right before him
Amen.
And do his will. And nobody, and I can say, praise God, I guess everybody, maybe not everybody, but the majority of the people, somewhere down through life, praise God, may have prayed some prayers.
Mm-hmm.
when they was lost. I know I prayed a few times, hallelujah, when I was lost, and I believe that the Lord heard them when I prayed and called on him. Don't know how far, how deep it went with the Lord, cause one abiding in him, one keeping his saying, but somehow through it all, I believe he brought us to him because we did believe might not be doing what we needed to do. Praise God, but the Lord, he knows how to work, don't he?
Amen.
I don't know everything you are about it, sister. Praise God, and I don't know what needs to be. But I'll tell you, praise God, I know one thing. We need to get in him and live in him and abide in him.
Amen.
Keep his commandments. Walk up right before him. Praise God, and I'll tell you, he'll be with us.
Yes, he will.
To help us through everything that we go through. But I want to tell anybody that I want to look at a lost man or woman and I, praise God, and say, well, the Lord don't hear. God does hear. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, it's a scary thought for you and I to believe in God or believe that we can pray and we sinners and believe the Lord hears. Might not ever come to him. But, praise God, I'm glad we did hear his call and hear his voice.
Yeah.
And that we come and call upon his name.
Yeah.
And he come into our heart and into our life. But you can read that, praise God, in 9 of John and 31, I think they said there. Praise God. And I tell you, but we need to work out our own salvation. With fear and with tremble. Hallelujah. And I believe we can know without a doubt if we're doing his will. And if we're doing his will, then he's abiding in us.
Amen.
Thank God, because we got a Savior that hears and answers and moves.
Amen.
And I sat there today studying a lot of different things on what I'm going to talk about tonight. Praise God, and then Sister Betty and them was telling me. But I was looking, and I had one verse here I was going to read. So when they're getting into it, praise God, in the book of Isaiah, that is Isaiah 65. And I believe I read it a few weeks ago, but I want to read it again. Hallelujah, had it on my mind all day. Praise God, Isaiah 65 and verse 24. And it said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Before we call on him, he will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear.
Yeah.
See, the Lord knows the hearts of mankind and women. He knows mine and your heart.
Amen.
He knows our heart's desire and our prayer and whatever it is. Praise God that we're desiring of the Lord and we're going to ask him about and talk to him about before we ever ask him.
Yeah.
He will hear.
Amen.
Out of our mouth, because he knows what is in her heart. And continuous day and night, we ought to have a prayer upon our hearts and upon our minds. A prayer, if it ain't for self, but for somebody else. Praise God that we will be, and I don't know how many praise, maybe not prayer, Lord help me to be in your will.
Yeah.
And not in your way.
Yeah.
Help me, Lord Jesus, to be a light as you was a light to this lost and a dying world.
Amen.
Help me, Lord, to put on righteousness.
Yeah.
Help me, Lord, to put on wholeness.
Amen.
To walk in purity and godliness. Because the Bible said the grace of God that brought salvation is teaching us that we got to deny ungodly and worldly us, and we got to live sober and righteous in this present world.
Amen.
He knows if we got a heart to serve him,
amen,
and we've got a mind to serve him and to do his will.
Yes,
because that we love him. Praise God. And when we all come to it, we was all sinners. I was lost as I could be. That night I held down and called on him. Praise God. And I know it's his spirit that draws you and I,
amen,
to a way of repentance. For we can call on him, and that he will hear, and he'll answer our prayer. And I'll tell you, I count it a joy and an honor, praise God, to know a man called Jesus.
Yes.
That's always right there in the dead hours of midnight, when you friends is asleep, your loved one has gone on vacation,
yes,
and they're nowhere to be found. And you need somebody to talk to.
Yes.
Jesus is always right there.
Amen.
With his ears open under the prayers of his people.
Yes. Amen.
Until he knows, before I ever ask him what I'm desiring or what I'm wanting,
amen,
or what I need,
yes,
from the Lord knows.
Yes.
Because he knows my heart, my mind. He knows the intents,
yes,
of my heart and my mind. He knows if I'm sincere with him.
Right.
He knows if I really want him and I want to live for him.
Amen.
And that I just want all the blessings that God's got.
Come on.
And push him aside. For another day. Hallelujah. We don't need to use God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need a Savior, don't we?
Yeah.
And Brother Tim, some. We all need a Savior. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus. And he's tugging at people's hearts. He's a drawing people by his spirit. And I'll have to tell you tonight that no man can come to him except the Spirit draws him. I like to say, you can come anytime you want to. You can get down there and pray anytime you want to, or anytime you're worried about something. Praise God, and God may not hear you because you ain't in it.
Amen.
That you might be blessed or to receive Christ in your heart and in your life, that you can live a godly life and a Christian life,
amen,
before this world. But see, the Lord knows,
yeah,
if I want to serve him, if I want to follow him,
amen,
what did he say to do? Everywhere that he called us, he said, come and take up your cross and follow me.
Right.
You got to deny yourself.
Amen.
You can't love father or mother more than me.
Amen.
Jesus said, you can't love brother or sister more than me.
Amen.
You can't love husband and wife more,
amen,
than you love me. You got to love me, Jesus said.
Amen.
You got to do. You can't love yourself, hallelujah, more than you love God. You got to deny yourself.
Amen.
And you got to take up the cross and follow him, hallelujah.
Yes.
He knows. And don't know why this thirst kept jumping out at me. Hallelujah. Here in Isaiah. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what. If I've got a heart and a mind to serve the Lord,
yes,
and to live for him, and needs comes up in my life,
yes,
and I'm going to pray for them needs to be met, I want to get out on my knees. I'm going to talk to Jesus. But Jesus knows I'm coming to him with. He knows. Amen. Isaiah spoke it and said he knows before I even asked him. Said here in verse 24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, before I call on him, the Spirit's already a-working in me and you.
Amen.
The Spirit of God has got us desire or needing the thing that we need, and we know we got a Savior.
Amen.
Do you know our God tonight is able?
Yes.
Did not the Bible say he's able to supply all of our needs?
Yes. Amen.
According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And he told us to cast all of our cares upon him. Well, you keep a praying. Hallelujah. And if you'll keep praying and reaching out to God,
yes,
you'll recognize,
amen,
you need the Lord more than you need anything.
Yes. Amen.
See, I don't need this world. I don't need, praise God, the lust of the world.
Amen.
The lust of the flesh.
Come on.
But pray for somebody said, what do you need, preacher? I need more of Jesus.
Yeah.
I need more of the blessings.
Amen.
Of the Lord. Hallelujah. Church, we're living in a fallen away time when many people is wanting the Lord and want the blessings of God. And when they get in trouble, they want to call on him.
Come on.
And they want him to come running to the rescue. Or they want to call up somebody. Hallelujah. They pray for me. And that's what we need to do. Expect God to move and to help us.
Amen.
But I don't want to live for him. Friend, I'll tell you, we're living in a cold time.
Yes.
When people have rejected the Spirit of God, when they're in trouble, oh Lord, help me, Jesus. Have mercy on me. Hallelujah. But when the sun is shining, everything is going good, they don't have no time for the Lord.
Come on, that's it.
Somebody said, why don't you go to church? I ain't got no time.
Amen.
Why don't you worship Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Like the Bible said, in the spirit and in the truth.
Amen.
Well, I don't feel like it.
Come on.
My Lord, we need to get to feel like it.
Right.
Hallelujah. Of God in the spirit.
Yes.
And they worship him. Must worship him.
Yes.
Let me ask you. Praise God. Did we get the Spirit?
Yes.
When the Spirit of God brought us.
Amen.
To an hour of repentance.
Yes.
And Jesus, we say, that come into our heart and our life.
Yes.
We got the Spirit.
Amen.
So we can worship him in the spirit.
Amen.
And in the truth. Afraid somewhere down the road. Praise God, people didn't get what they need. You change your mind all you want to. I've heard of drunkards. They get drunk all the next day. They are whining and crying, so sick, I ain't going to never do this again, I hear people say. But let me tell you, but all they done was had a change of mind. We need to get her heart changed. We need to get Jesus in her life. And the priest in her life, we need to kill out or die out to that old man.
Amen.
Boy, when we come on our knees and start praying, we need to stand her,
yes,
and we need to pray till we get a hold of something.
Amen.
My Lord, that'll give us power to stand tomorrow.
Amen.
When the devil's a beating on you and he's roaring like a lion, hallelujah, we need to know that Jesus is standing by our side.
Amen.
And did not he say that I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you,
yes,
but I'll go with you all the way.
Yes, amen.
Even to the end of the world. Yes. Praise God. Before you rest, and it'll come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Lord knows her mind.
Amen.
You know, praise God, we got to get the mind of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then Paul say, have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Well, the little colored lady said, we need to get a new right mind.
Amen.
And when you get the mind of Jesus, you will get a new right mind.
Amen.
You'll get a heart. You'll get a mind that wants to do what the Word of God said to do. Hallelujah.
Right.
And he knows before I ever come and ask him,
yeah,
exactly what you and I need.
Amen.
There's some needs out there today.
Yeah.
The Lord knows before you ever ask him. But in the Lord's scripture, he said, but ask,
yeah,
and you shall receive.
Yeah.
Praise God. And we're not asking him, Lord, heal this body. Praise God. Give me up, Lord. You know I got needs.
Yeah.
Heal this body, Lord, for I can go and serve the devil. That ain't what it's all about.
Amen.
It's all about living for Jesus.
Yeah.
Prosper. Praise God. And being in heaven as our soul, and I believe with all my heart, as our souls prosper,
yeah,
our spirit grows.
Amen.
And prospers.
Amen.
And we're praying to the Lord, hallelujah, yeah, for what has happened in our life.
Amen.
For what he has done.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I believe he'll keep adding to the church daily.
Amen.
Praise God, because it's his will that we prosper, we be in health,
yeah,
and in strength. And even Paul said, we need to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No, be no more children, yeah, tossed to and fro.
Amen.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine. But ain't that towards that? We have revivals. People do it everywhere. Hardly ever do you see people coming,
amen,
and repenting.
Right.
And the ones that you do, it's happened all over and all over again.
Amen.
That's good. You've got to keep repenting. But praise God, sometime down the road when we repent, we need to get up and go on.
Come on.
Not laying again dead work under repentance,
yeah,
but going on into perfection.
Yes.
Paul said we ought to be, they ought to be, some of us ought to be teachers,
thank,
and preachers. And I'll say to you tonight, praise God, some of us ought to be praisers and worshipers of the true and living God.
Amen.
Show this world we ain't sad.
Amen.
We ain't beat down.
Right.
We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken.
Amen.
Always bearing about the body of the Lord Jesus. But through him, we are overcomers. We're more than overcomers. We're conquerors through Christ Jesus that strengthens us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somewhere,
thank you, Jesus.
We need to get out of the state, praise God, of silence.
Amen.
Praise God, and everything that's got breath for to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes people said, well, I need to be healed. Do you know? You might just be raising your hands up, giving God glory and praise. And honor, and the Spirit of God will come down upon you and touch you and heal you and lift you up.
Because
he knows what you need before you ever ask him. But now, are we going to obey him?
Amen.
Are we going to obey his Spirit? I don't care where it starts at. If it starts from being a sinner, if the Spirit of God isn't drawing us, we got to be obedient, ain't we? And got to come to him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we get him. Hallelujah. I've heard of people just standing with their heads lifted up.
Thank you.
Thanking Jesus and praising Jesus. For what he already done.
Amen.
And he come down and he healed them.
Yeah.
Right there in the midst. Lord, I'll tell you. When you obey the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
I said the other night, and I made a statement. The Spirit, the Holy Ghost power of God, he said is given to them that obeys him. I ain't talking about old man. I'm talking about old man the Lord.
Amen. Come on.
When you obey, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People don't want to obey the Lord. You tell. And I'll say it again. He said everything's breathing. Breath.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we're breathing. And he said, enter into his courts. And I say, oh me, enter into his courts with thanksgiving and with praise.
Yes. Amen.
Let everything that's got bread.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You know,
thank you, Jesus.
That could be what's stopping people from getting their healing.
Amen.
Getting their livers.
Praise
God. Oh, I know he said call for the elders.
Thank you.
Of the church. Hallelujah. And let them anoint you with oil. Let them pray the prayer of faith. And the Lord will lift you up. And if you commit any sin,
amen,
they shall be forgiven you.
Amen.
But I believe, praise God, when the Lord lifts you up, when he forgives you, I believe you have a little bit of praise in your heart.
Amen.
In your life. And I believe you'll thank Jesus.
Yes.
For what he's done for you.
Amen.
Might not have to say a word. But it's raise your hands. Signifying. Praise God. You praise the name of the Lord. He knows.
Yes.
What I have need of.
Amen.
He knows what you have need of.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. And sometimes, people, have you ever been testified of the goodness of the Lord and how what God's done for you and how much he's blessed you? And there'd be something wrong with you. And this, the Lord just healed you that very minute. While you were again speaking because you obeyed him.
Yes.
You will give him glory and honor and praise for just being there.
Thank you, Jesus.
No wonder I said this. He hears. Praise God. before we call them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He knows. He knows my uprising. He knows my laying down.
Amen.
Though I lay down to sleep.
Yes.
God knows.
Amen.
Our heart and our desire.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. I need you to heal me.
Amen.
So I go and run wild in this world. Not so.
No.
Praise God. Brother, we need to have a mind and a heart to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
And then God is here.
Amen.
Then he'll answer.
That's right.
You expect the Lord to hear you? Or you can go and live for the devil? Or you can go and party and run wild all day and all night. Hallelujah. People expect God to do that.
Amen.
But it ain't going to happen.
Amen. That's right.
We got to obey him.
Amen.
We got to follow him. We got to deny ourselves.
Yeah.
And serve the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody talking about somebody living long on this earth. Another guy spoke up and said, praise God. Said, maybe the Lord is a good person, I thought, been a preacher for 70, 80 years, way on up under. He said, well, maybe the Lord's firing him that he can get his heart right with God. Hallelujah. Friend, let me tell you. Our hearts and our lives better be right with God.
Amen.
We better be lined up with truth.
Right.
And righteousness and godliness in this crazy world.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah. I can't expect the Lord to heal me. So I'm going to serve the devil.
Right.
I can't expect the Lord to heal me. For I'm be filled with lust.
Amen.
And the weakness of this world.
Right.
No, he said, come out from among her. And be separated, said the Lord.
Amen.
And touch not the unclean things.
Yes.
And I'll receive you.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, he hears. Before we ever ask him.
Amen.
Before we ever call. God knows.
Yes.
He needs.
Amen.
And the more you walk in truth, the more he's going to touch you.
Amen.
The more he's going to heal you.
Yes.
The more you're going to prosper.
Thank you, Jesus.
Being in health and in strength as your soul prospers. And this heart grows as your soul grows.
Yes.
In grace and knowledge and wisdom. And you follow the leadership of the Spirit.
Yes.
And the power of God. The more you're going to be blessed.
Amen.
I'd be scared to ask God to touch me,
yes,
or to heal me, or I could go and serve the devil.
Amen.
Or I could live an ungodly life.
Right.
Hallelujah. There's a lot of people there. But I tell you, I'm afraid a lot of people's conscience has already been sealed with a heart of, I know people has closed up their hearts against the Lord.
Amen.
Look what Jesus done first.
Yes.
Look how he suffered.
Yes.
Look at the pain.
Thank you.
And the sorrow and the agony that he went through in for you and me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then we close up our hearts with programs so well planned.
Come
we
on.
Leave out God's part.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. People got it figured out. Forms and godliness, ungodliness.
Amen.
Worldly lust.
Right.
They got it everything right down the line.
Yes.
But they left out God. We forgot one thing.
Amen.
We left the Lord out of it with programs.
Right.
So well planned. Patterns.
Amen.
Examples. That man said, has no mind on the lost and dying world.
Amen.
Only thing it does, get a hold of this lost world is the Spirit of God that's dwelling in the believer that will dare to believe the word. But who are you at?
Come on.
Church? Hallelujah. Who are you at? Are we in a pattern?
Come on.
Are we? Yeah, somebody said we're helping fulfill the word. Paul said that time will come. There'd be in a form of godliness. Are we in a form of godliness? But are we denying the power? Have we got good forms? Praise God. But are we even as the Lord out of it?
Come on, that's it.
Will the Spirit not dwell? You ask yourself a question. Is the Spirit of God living in the people? And in you will you assemble yourself together at?
Come on.
There's a deadness and a cause.
Amen.
A form. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you to get up and walk out. I'm going to tell you to go to the door.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Pray that the Lord will fill you with his Spirit.
Yes.
Then he said, don't be drunk with wine.
Yes.
For it is it says, but he said, be full of the Spirit.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Full of the power of God.
Glory.
And brother, the Lord knows my needs.
Amen.
God knows your needs.
Right.
He knows what you're going through with. Somebody said one time, nobody knows what I'm going through. Yes, hey, somebody knows. Hey, somebody knows.
Amen.
What you're facing and what you're going through with. Jesus Christ knows.
Amen.
And he's there to help you.
Yeah.
Had it not been. And now Jesus, had it not been for Mount Calvary, had it not been for the old rugged cross, and a man died and rose on that third day, said I'm alive, if it had been for him, they would be, know me or know you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Church, I tell you, I owe him.
Amen.
What are you owing? What are you going to pay him with?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, they do praise
you. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, Don, if you're breathing.
Yes.
Everything has got breath. Praise me.
Yes.
Enter into the courts. Enter into the house with thanksgiving and with praise. Give them glory and honor. People, you know, I'm going to say it like this. Well, we know the scripture just said, everything I bring it, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Come praising him, come thanking him. And if we will not thank him and praise him.
Amen.
Did I read in the Bible where he said we're a servant to whom we obey?
Right.
So I'm sitting here on the pew. Somebody that sang in Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Stand an old rush like me. I'm sitting there. I don't know if my mind's on the Lord or on the world.
Come on.
Don't know if your mind's on the Lord or on the world. We're sitting there in shock. Nobody in the house had given glory to that man that died on the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
But everybody sat with their arms folded. There's a deadness and there's a coldness ringing out through the house. And then the Lord said, we're a servant to whom we obey.
Yes, amen.
And that's what we are.
Amen.
Because we know we're supposed to be praising him, don't we? But we're not.
Come on.
And we know to do it right. But we don't want to do it.
Amen.
Don't know why. I don't know what your excuse or other people's excuse. But I know right now. He's merciful. Right now, his ears is open.
Yeah.
Whoever and however you want to come.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you are a sinner if you ain't been born again.
Right.
And you'll come as a sinner. And you'll call on Jesus. Come into your heart and your life. If you're a sinner, you come. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm not very serious if he'll hear you. But I know one thing, he'll hear you when you pray the sinner's prayer.
He will.
When you call on a broken heart and a contrite spirit,
yes.
God seeth and God hears and God answers. And he's a forgiving Savior.
Yes.
Wants to forgive you.
Thank you.
And when he forgives you, you come from our rejoicing.
Amen.
Thank God I ain't a sinner no more.
Amen.
Thank the Lord I'm saved.
Yes.
Been redeemed and into heaven.
Amen.
And abide in him. And his word abide in me.
Yes.
And I come boldly to the throne of grace.
Amen.
And find help in the time of need.
Yes.
Look at the people through the Bible days. How that they come to God. God hears their cries.
Yes.
Hezekiah come. When the prophet said, you're going to die, Hezekiah.
Amen.
You ain't going to live. You better get your house in order. His life was out of order.
Yes.
His house was out of order. But when that prophet told him, you're going to die, you ain't going to live. What did he do? He turned his face to the wall.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, there's some people out there across this land of this country. It's cold on God. They're twice dead. Plucked over their roots. According to the word of God. Better get your house in order. Better get sin out of you. The sin and the wages of sin is dead. How far is sin going to go? It ain't that you're committing adultery. It ain't that you're drinking beer and smoking pot. It ain't that you're popping pills. It ain't. Hallelujah, a lot of other things. But it's to them that know to do right.
Right.
You know you're supposed to be praising him. You know you're supposed to testify.
Come on.
And won't do it. But he told Hezekiah, get your house in order.
Amen.
Well, there's some people need to turn their face to the wall.
Yes.
And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord heard him, didn't he?
Amen.
Then the Lord heard him.
Yes.
Because he absolutely turned.
Jesus.
To call on the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And God spoke one more time.
Yes.
Woo! Wonder how many times he spoke to me and you.
Come on.
But he spoke again to the prophet. And said, you go back down yonder. And you tell any guy, man, I hear this prayer.
Praise
Don't you know I make a man shout?
Amen.
Or a woman? Or somebody to say, God hears your prayers.
Yeah.
God hears your cry. He sends you tears. And he has, if you're saved.
Amen.
He hears you.
Yes.
He delivers you.
Yes.
Man died.
Praise the Lord.
And he said, God hears you cry. See you too.
Amen.
And he added to you 15 more years.
Yes.
Woo.
Praise the Lord.
Wonder how close you was to death's door. Devil has you wrapped up in his hands. You're the following him everywhere he thinks you go.
Come on.
You're the devil everything that he bid. The Bible says you're a servant to whom you obey.
Right.
And you know, He just keeps trying to get you to put it off. Devil, no. You ain't got but one day on this earth. Say you got 1 hour. Devil knows.
Amen.
But he'll say, oh, you got all kinds of time. Praise God, you can live forever. Ain't nothing matter with you. You're well. Praise God, but around the next curve, death may be waiting on you.
That's right.
Next heartbeat, you may be leaving out of this world for eternity.
No.
And the devil's just sitting right there on your shoulder, whispering in your ears, saying, you got forever. Tomorrow you're going to die. Praise God. I'm talking to somebody. You need to wake up.
Amen.
And realize,
yes.
I don't have a promise.
Right.
I don't have a promise of tomorrow.
Amen.
But I know who holds tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jesus holds it all in his hands. If I live or I die, it's still my gain.
Yes.
My benefit.
Praise the Lord.
The blessings of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
As I walk here. Or if I depart and go on, far better off. Hallelujah. Because I know who Jesus is. Don't use the Lord for a fire car. Don't lose him. Use him to get gain.
Come on.
Or get benefits.
Amen.
And then won't live up to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Word of God said it's better to never make a vow.
Yeah.
And to make a vow and to break that vow. Time. We begin to give him glory. If you say, Lord, we ought to be thanking.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you.
Saving me. Thank you, Lord, for healing me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for what I'm building my soul.
Yeah.
And if you can't build it, ask him
glory to, your name.
To stir that spirit,
yeah.
That anointing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Pray, children. Pray. Lost people, pray. Ask the Lord to hear you and to come in your heart and your life. Pray that sinner's prayer. Hallelujah. Now read it again. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, while you're yet speaking, I will hear. While you're calling, while you're speaking, the Lord heareth.
Amen.
The Lord answers.
Yes.
Ask,
amen.
And you shall receive.
Right.
Seek, you shall find.
Yes.
But what? Praise God, 10 of them. One in the Bible. Hallelujah, come. Needing a healing.
Yes.
Jesus said, go your way. Be ye healed. They all headed on down the road.
Amen.
They recognize this healed.
Yes.
They recognize what the Lord does for them.
Amen.
Have you recognized what Jesus done for you?
Come on.
How good the Lord been to you in your time.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And you know what? And you hear more people's at tonight. And churches all over this world. Lord, bless God's move. God's healed. God's delivered.
Yes.
He brought you out of bondage and out of sin. And not only, but when they see it, it's all healed. Only one. Turn back. Are you that one? That will take a minute and turn back to give God glory and to give him praise.
Thank
one, turn back.
Amen.
And he said, well, one of 10,
amen.
Force to 9 at.
Come on.
Out of 10 people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you going to be one of them 10 that seen when you were set free and delivered? On down the road you went. never did turn around or go to church no more. Never did thank the Lord.
Amen.
Or really didn't recognize what God done for you. Lord, we need to stop. And if you know you're saved, brother, I believe we need to praise him and thank him.
Amen.
And give him glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he died on that old cruel cross.
Amen.
Said something about it maybe another night. But the shame, the pain and agony. Shame that he hung there. Bleeding and dying and them alive and making fun of him.
Yes.
Mocking him.
Amen.
As the pain gripped his body. And the blood flowed down Calvary.
Jesus.
And you can lay your hands on yourself, everybody under the sound of my voice,
yeah,
and say that he is a dying for me.
Yeah.
He is a sufferer.
Thank you, Lord.
For you and I. Hallelujah. Come to the Lord.
Amen.
Turn your heart to God.
Yeah.
Don't forget to give him praise. Lord, let those people that's sitting cold on God. Don't care.
Amen.
People say, pray for my lost people.
Mm-hmm.
That's about far as that goes.
Amen.
But Jesus said, if I'll be lifted up, I'll draw.
Yeah.
So we're lifting up our hearts and our voices and our hands.
Yeah.
We're lifting up his name. However, testimony,
yeah,
or just praise in him.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what the crippled man got? I've got to hush you, that voice fixing. Come on. The little man that sat at the gate called Beautiful. He went in and out careful. He didn't go dragging in.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he went in shouting.
Praise God.
Went in leaping.
Yeah. Glory.
Woo! You might not be crippled in the natural, but in the spiritual realm, you're one of the most miserable people they are. But he went in leaping and a shouting and a praise of the Lord. We go. They go and may have to write a song.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, when the saints go dragging in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't want to be in that number. I want to be in the number that go shouting in.
Amen.
I'll be in that number.
Lord.
I got into it just a little bit of reading and never did get around to it. But in the book of Revelation, where fighting again the beast, the false prophet, the Antichrist. Hallelujah. How they begin to fight against the Lamb. How the Lamb and we, God's people, got the victory over the beast and over its mark. Hallelujah. How they come out. Praise God. And they got victory over him. And they begin to sing and rejoice. So talk about the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are you ways. Lord Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. And it brought me back to the book of Exodus. I'm going to hush. But you remember, children of Israel was under bondage. Kept in our taskmasters over them and hoofed them and beat them. But God went down, said, I've heard your cries. I've seen your tears. I've sent a deliverer out to come and get you out there. He's coming to get you out one day. But they come out there and headed for a land flowing with milk and honey. And as he did, Pharaoh and his army began to press on, trying to overrun them. But God was with them.
Yes.
Praise God. They told Moses, you brought us out here to die in the wilderness. They come to the Red Sea, and that thing was so great. Praise God. They look back and Pharaoh and his armies behind them, closing in.
Amen.
They said, oh, you brought us out here to die. Red Sea in front of us. Armies behind us. And they're closing in. God spoke to Moses and said, stretch that rod out across the sea. And he stretched it out. When it ended, the waters began to part.
Amen.
And so they went across on dry land.
Yes.
When they come out on the other side, they began to sing victory songs.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Overcome. Pharaoh and them are closing in. Hallelujah. They come running off in there. They told him, look on them. You'll never see that bus again.
Thank you.
And they come plunging down in that sea.
Amen.
God closed her up.
Amen.
Any man no longer. Well, hey, but they sung the song of Moses, the song of the Lamb. And all they fell off through the wilderness. Told them to come stay on the right path. And that's the reason people falling today.
Amen.
They will not follow the word of God.
Come on.
They will not follow Jesus.
Right.
He said, I'm the way and the truth and the life.
Amen.
No man will come to the Father except that he come by me.
Amen.
Are you going to die in the wilderness or you're going to follow that Lamb all the way to the last battle spot? The last war, praise God, and the Lamb gets victory over the beast. We get victory over his mark.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We'll stand on the sea, 15th chapter, Revelation. He said, I've seen them stand on the sea of Christ. Said they had the hearts of God. They sung a victory songs. Hallelujah. Church, we're more than an overcomer.
Amen.
May the Lord richly bless you. I pray tonight you will turn your heart and life to God.
Yes.
If you're playing church, if you're living a hypocrite life, if you're going through a pattern of form, going to church every Sunday, every night, Wednesday night, or whatever night it is, and you're in a pattern, don't have no spirit,
you
better get a hold of the Spirit of God. Because that same spirit, if you're even gone by the way of the grave, it's going to take that same spirit that raised Jesus.
Yeah.
Same one that raised Lazarus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said it quick in your mortal body. It's going to have to change us, lift us up to go to live with him forever and forevermore. But let me tell you, he done everything that he could at Calvary for you. He loves you. And all he asks you to do, take up the cross and follow him. Repent of your sins. Believe on him. You can have life. Have it more abundantly. Keep praying. Pray, children. Pray every word.
Amen.
Praise God, everything that's got breath. Lord, to pray and give glory and honor to the King.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of kings. I pray tonight. People will turn their heart back to God. Praise God before it's too late. If we didn't love you, if we didn't care about you, we wouldn't be here tonight wiring our voices out.
Thank you.
Praise God. But we're trying our best to lift up Jesus.
Yeah.
That he'll draw you to an altar of repentance. And that we can all go to heaven to be together forever and evermore. Tim gets ready to come back. Get a song for the other brothers. Stay tuned in. More brothers coming on here. But we're going to get Brother Tim come on back around saying, praise the Lord, to send in your request at the bottom part of the screen. Our praise God. We're praying. Got other people praying.
Amen.
We're believing God to meet your needs.
Amen.
As we pray and believe it. Brother Tim, come right on and obey the Lord tonight. We appreciate our brother and sister. for making this and keeping this ministry going, Brother Lloyd Irwood. Hallelujah, they had it all going. He went on to be the Lord, and they're keeping it going. And I appreciate the Lord putting it in their heart to ask me to come over and help them out. Praise God, and that's what it's all about. We're here to preach the word to the lost and dying world. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for you. Love you, Brother Tim.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are living in the final hour. Can't you see the time is almost gone?
Yeah.
There's a field of golden grain just laying there on the ground. And there's so much work to be done. So what's gonna do? Tell me what's gonna do.
Yeah, what's gonna do?
How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living by the hour. Mercy, sorry, clothes are coming down.
Yes, mercy, Lord, clothes.
And we must work right now on their reply. It's all plain to see the sun is going down. So the day while time remains and the blood still falls from the north and the south and the east and the west, let's bring them in. And what you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's are slowly coming out. We gotta tell about Jesus. We gotta tell about the Lord. He's the only way. He's the only door. You gotta tell them the truth, church. That we're living in the final hour. Mercy's are slowly coming out. Mercy's are slowly coming out. Mercy's are slowly coming out. Mercy's are slowly coming out.
Yes, hallelujah. Come on, what you gonna do, children? Hallelujah.
You have to hear him that was mentioned that about keeping your will when God will be your way.
The times I think I'm in control, and I had so foolishly facing my love on my own. I don't know what's best for me. All the plans you have made, Lord, keep me in your way. So I won't be in your way. I won't be in your way. Not where I was born to be.
He bounded and poured me from all. Just give me what I need. When I have no time to die. Forgive me, Lord, I pray. For keeping me in your way, so I will be in your way. Goodbye, Lord, I'm the one in which you place your hand. Not my will, but yours be done. My will, I just say. Let me please your face. So how always so strange. Lord, keep me in your way, so I won't be in your way. Nothing that you won't take, not that I won't be. If I sit and forbid the Lord, just give me what I need. When I'm not waiting for time to die, forgive me, Lord, I pray. For keep me in your way. So I won't be in your way. I need you here now, each and every single day, to keep me in your way. So I won't be in your way. Lord, keep me in your way. Yeah. So I won't be in your way.
And tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling in from Bonnell Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing tonight?
We're blessed, brother.
Can you hear me? Amen.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right.
That's
first
of
all,
blessed.
I just want to say what? Okay.
She said she was blessed.
Amen. First of all, I just want to say I love the Lord and thank him for everything he's done for me and my family. And most of all, for what he's going to do, you know, praise God. But, you know, we're talking about tonight in Matthew 5 and 6 here. It's a very, I like reading these scriptures right here, Matthew 5. It's blessed are they that which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Well, they shall be filled. You know, I've tried living life to both ways. And ever since I've been serving the Lord, though, it ain't been nothing but blessings. But, yeah, I get down. We all do sometimes. But, you know, we've got the Lord to say, Lord, I'm in another rut here, Lord. I need another blessing, Lord God. You see what I need.
Yes, I
and it's like this. A lot of people want blessings from the Lord when they already still got the blessings still on the table from when they had, because they just want and want and want.
Yeah.
But praise God, he said, I'll supply your every needs And not all of our wants, praise God, then they get puffed up because they don't get what they want from the God. But he didn't promise us what we wanted. He said, I'll supply you every need. And I've seen many a time, praise God, that the church people didn't come to church and they wanted to praise Lord and they want something from God. And just say, praise God, Lord, to get it. But you know what? And you know it's right there under their nose. It's under their nose, and they can't see it, praise God. And you know for a fact, you tell them, say, look, reach out and get it. Reach out and get it. God is bringing it to you. Reach out and get it. All you got to do is want it bad enough. All you got to do is just reach out and touch the Lord, praise God, and he'll get it. But no, they'll have it under their nose, and they let their nose get in the way, praise God. Because they stick their nose in other people's business, and they don't worry about what they're there for. I've always believed whatever you're looking for from the Lord, you're going to find it. Whatever you're looking for when you go to church, you're going to find it regardless of what it is. But, you know, I lived the other life for 20-something years, praise God, and there's nothing there to go back to. I never did get blessings. I got a handful of trouble while somebody just off and laughed about it. I ain't even going to call his name because he's not worth it, praise God. But, you know, we got to hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And when we see our blessing, let's don't say, oh, I've seen a lot of them, and I know it's true today. I've heard it. That's not enough for money. Oh, Lord, bless me, but you didn't give me enough. And they mess right around and they lose what blessing they got because they were greedy. But praise God, your God said, hey, if you take care of the little things and do the little things that he asked us, and he'll reward you greatly, praise God, openly, praise God. And that's what I'm a firm believer. I don't care what it is. If somebody gives me a cup of coffee, praise God, it comes from the Lord, praise God. Take it. Drink it, you know, whatever, praise God. But don't growl about it and say, oh, what if God gives you a brand new car that you've been needing? Are you going to growl about the color of it, praise God? Are you going to growl because it's not what you want? But praise God, he sees everything that we need. And he said, you know, blessed are him that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall be filled. But, you know, me and Brother Willis talking about this the other night, the other morning in Sunday school. There's not nobody hungry and thirsty no more like they used to be. Used to be, you know, if your car broke down, you just leave it sitting on the side of the road and just keep right on walking to church, and then you come back and worry about that thing after church. Praise God. But now it's just excuses after excuses after excuses. Praise God. They don't got the hunger and thirst no more. They want it all like some people do potatoes and stuff. They want it instant, praise God. They want it when they want it. They know good and well, though, that the scripture said it is in his time, not our time, praise God. So if we want something from the Lord, we got to ask it and not wavering in it, praise God. We got to hold on to it and say, hey, Lord, I've been here. I'm standing here. I know you hear me, praise God. I know what you're doing, praise God. And you know that I need a blessing, praise God. And then believe it. Don't go home shaking your head because you didn't get it, praise God, and you thought that he'd give it to somebody else. That never has bothered me, praise God, because I know if he does it for my brother or sister, I'm glad for him. But on the other hand, that lets me know that he's still in the working business, praise God. He don't have to be me every time, but if my brother or sister gets a miracle, hey, that's all the more I love it anymore, because, like I say, he lets me know in my heart that he's still in the miracle working business, praise God. I've seen it so many times. I've seen the Lord work many times. I've seen the dead come back alive. I've seen the blinded eyes has been opened, praise God. And I can go on because it's been 30-something years I've been serving the Lord. And you'll see a lot of things in churches, praise God, that sometimes you don't want to see them, but I learned the hard way, praise God. I go looking for a blessing, and that's all I go looking for. I don't go looking for trouble. I'm not looking for several souls of argument over there or this and here, or if the preacher got on my toes a little bit. You know, if he says something to me that breaks my heart, well, you know, this means that I've got to talk to the Lord about something. I've got to get it straight. If it bothers me, don't get mad about it. Just go and work it out with the Lord. And if it bothers you all that much and you get puffed up like a frog, like I see a lot of them do, well, that's under, you know, you done hit the nail on the head right there, praise God. But don't get mad about it and just go out into the world and start talking about it, praise God. But go and talk to Jesus. He said, cast your burdens upon me. There's no excuse for the Christian people to go around with burdens on their shoulders, all humped over, praise God. There's no excuse for none of that. He come to set the captive free. He come to open the blinded eyes, praise God. He's got blessings just waiting on you. He's got blessings with your name on it, praise God. He's just waiting on you to ask for it and believing it's going to be done. If you ask any favor, he ain't going to do it, praise God. You can sometimes people say, oh, how does brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so gets a prayer through quicker than anybody else? It's called obedience, praise God. It says these things come by praying and fasting, praise God. And if it bothers you that much, well, won't you ask them what they do sometimes to get their blessings so bad? But, you know, everybody got their own thing with the Lord, and everybody is their own person. That's what the Lord made so many of us. We're not little soldiers that walks around like in the army and nothing. We got our own. Each individual is a different one to Jesus because he made us every one. And like I was talking in church Sunday morning when he was on the cross, praise God, he didn't even know who I was. He didn't even know who you was. He didn't even know who the president was. But praise God, that's why he died for each and every one of us. He didn't know us, but he knowed, praise God, that there's going to be some seeds come out of Abraham, and he's going to have to die for them seeds, which is what we are. We are seeds of Abraham, praise God. And we can't sit down the whole time, sit by like a weeping willow tree by the branch and just soak up all the water all the time. A weeping willow tree is hard to get rid of. It gets in you, clogs everything up, you know. But, you know, that's the way it is. I'm a pastor I used to have. He always said that some of the church people has got just enough of the Holy Ghost to make them miserable. Because you know as well as I do, if you got the Holy Ghost and you don't do your job, you're going to be miserable, praise God. You're going to find fault in everything. You say, well, why did the Lord use them when that's my job? You know, hey, quench not the spirit, praise God. Quench not the spirit. That's one of the commandments. I mean, that's one of them he told them. Quench not the spirit. Hold fast. Study to show yourself approved. Praise God. But how many is it doing that? Praise God. They want to go to church they want to go at 10 o'clock and get out at 10:30 so they can go and have a ball game, you know. Or some of them don't even go because they have to go to the ball field. And we got a place right down my house that's made for handicapped children. But now they built two old, big old ball fields behind it. This little old bitty place here was called a miracle field. A miracle field because you can walk on it and it's spongy like it's got some type of turf on it where if a kid falls on it, it won't hurt them or nothing. It's all over the place. That's why they call it the miracle field. But praise God, listen to every Sunday morning. It's full. It's full every Sunday morning. Every Saturday night, every Friday night, the big ball fields is full. And there may be just a few kids are playing on the miracle field. And, you know, I just, every time I walk by there on Sunday morning, I say, I think to myself, what miracle is it? They're taking it the wrong way. Everybody takes it the wrong way sometimes. That's a miracle field. That's for the Lord's children that can't walk, that can't get around like others. to play on, but he didn't put it there to do it on Sunday mornings and keep them out of church. They take it the wrong way. Well, Sunday morning is the only time I got to take them to the miracle. Well, praise God, you can do that after Sunday school. You know what I'm saying? You first need to learn them how to come up in the Lord so they won't depart from it. But a lot of them, you say, what did you learn on Sunday? Oh, I learned how to play on the playground at the Miracle Field, or I went back there and watched the ball games all the time, all day long. So many people just get the Word of God and they pick it. They pick it clean like a... I seen somebody hit the door, a deer over here about a week ago, and I come by there the other day, and I guess there's about 15 or 20 buzzards are picking at that. They picking at that. Why? It was dead. It was dead, praise God. It was dead. Somebody hit it with a car, and it dead, and they was picking at it. Just picking over what they want to eat of it. And I thought about well, praise God. That's the way to do the Lord right there. They just want to pick over it. And what they want to eat, praise God. And if they take a bite of something, like I say, if a preacher gets on the nerves, well, they spit that back out. They just be, oh, I don't want that. I'll let somebody else have that. That may be the very blessings. That's what's stopping you from getting your blessings, praise God. Because if you reject one word, how come you know? He said, probably said, well, how come they don't swallow that? They're not sure they're going to swallow this other blessing I got for them.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. But all they got to do, praise God, is, and it ain't too late for nobody, even the sinner people, praise God, it ain't too late to get blessings from God. Because whenever the first night I repented, praise God, the next morning I started getting blessings. Now, this may not work for everybody, but I went 20-something years without blessings, and I reckon the Lord had to show me something, praise God. And when I opened my eyes, I was blind, but I couldn't see spiritually. But when I went to the altar and I got right with the Lord, I seen what he's trying to tell me. I could see everything. I used to tell, well, somebody else wrote the Bible, you know, and ain't no need me reading it. It's like a magazine. That's what I used to say, but hey, when I read it and it pricked my heart, praise God, I said, I know the difference, because I wanted what he had put in store for me, because I know without a shadow of a doubt, if he hadn't saved me, there ain't no telling where I'd be. But praise God, it ain't too late right now for anybody to come to the Lord, praise God, and just say, hey, Lord, you see my need, you see what I need, not your wants, man, because your wants is going to get you in the way. Your wants is going to pull you down. Your wants is going to mess you up, praise God, because you may not get what you want, praise God. I've seen people ask for a car because one of them will turn up a little bit, and they don't want to spend a little money on it. Well, the Lord give me that, and he's going to give me another one. Praise God. But, you know, that's just the way the world is. And you know, we're going to, up here on number five, it says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Praise God. They shall inherit the earth. Now, where is God's people at? It's inheriting the earth. I don't want to inherit the earth. I want to inherit heaven, praise God. You know, he said, blessed are they the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And you know, like I was talking in Sunday school, the Bible says the old no man nothing. But you know, it seems like the sinner people, they just pay cash for stuff. They got sense enough not to borrow it. But a Christian, you know, they get out of debt and they run back into debt, waiting on the income tax next year to bail them out. It ain't that income tax that's bailing them out. It's the Word of God. But if you keep going right back, like the pigs go right back to a mud hole after you wash it, he's going to get very, sometimes he's going to get tired and slack up a little bit and say, hey, you've not learned your lesson yet. But, you know, sometimes we got to learn the hard way. We're hard-headed, but we shouldn't be when it comes to the Lord.
Come on.
We want to put the Lord out of the way. We get our blessings, then we put him in the closet, praise God. Just like every year at income taxes. I mean, I used to do the same thing. I'd forget about everything else when I'd go hog wild and pig crazy until all of my money's gone. About 2 or 3 weeks, and I was right back where I was at. Worried about house payment. Worried about utilities. Why is that? Because I didn't have enough knowledge of the wisdom of the Holy Ghost to guide me with my money. I wasn't paying my 10%, what I'm trying to say. You pay that 10%, praise God. After you pay that 10%, you can go a whole lot further on that 90%, praise God, because the Lord will bless it, and he'll multiply it, praise God. But praise God, if anybody wants a blessing from God, you know, we don't have to tarry nuts on them. We don't have to. And if you want it, go and get hungry for it. Get hungry for it and whatever, just like Peter was on the rooftop. He said, go kill and eat. Peter said, not so, Lord. He was wanting to pick over. He was wanting to pick over the meat and stuff. And Jesus said, don't call what I clean as uncommon or unclean, praise God. And what I clean is clean, praise God. So praise God, that tells me right there, you know, you get an evangelist or something to come to church and they'll go to preaching and don't even know nothing about people, and he starts telling them what's wrong with them when they get in prayer line, and they say, oh, he's not talking to me, you know. But praise God, he is talking to you. It ain't the man that's there that's bringing the word or the woman. It's the word that God has put in them. That's God's word right there.
Yeah.
And you're not rejecting the man or the woman. You're rejecting God's word. And then you wonder how come you didn't get your blessings when you went to church, praise God. Well, he was trying to tell you what you got to do to get it. He was giving you instructions, praise God. You know, and he said, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, burden, I'll give you rest. And now since I've been going to the Lord and going to church, if I wanted to get in rest, I sure went got to church early and sat there on the pews and just listened. And listened sometimes. And I'd study a little bit and I'd pray a little bit. I got my rest right there, praise God. I was ready to take on the service, praise God. I was ready and prayed up when the preacher gets there, praise God. I saw this place I got at times that I could get my rest. I'd be working down. I'd worked about a half mile from the old church I used to work, go to. And when I get off to work, I'd be so tired. I couldn't hardly walk to the car. But when I got to, I'd go right up there at the church before I went home. And I sat down there and I rested a little bit. Then I knelt at the altar and I'd pray. And I sat there and meditated on what I was praying about, talking to the Lord, thanking to the Lord, you know, thanking for everything. Then when I got up, I had enough strength to go on home, praise God. That's just the way God is. That's why I learned the hard way. You'll get your rest in the Lord. Don't worry about what this old world's going to bring to you. Don't worry about nothing else that this old world's going to give you, because the world can't give you nothing. I don't want to inherit the earth. Because this old earth is one day is going to melt away, praise God. But it won't be the water, you know, praise God. It's going to be the fire next time. Brimstone, and people don't understand that. They say, oh, just like they mocked Noah in that, like Noah's days. Exodus and Genesis, you know, back in them days when they... the Lord said, hey, he's going to destroy it. And he laughed and mocked Noah to shame because he said it's going to rain, and it never had. But guess what? You know, there's something coming up on this earth that's going to get a people's attention. And, you know, after the door was shut and the rain started, people were no doubt beating up on the door of the ark and wanting to get in, but they never could get in. Why is that? Because they didn't listen to God. They didn't listen to the man of God. They thought that he was crazy. They didn't listen to the man of God because they thought he was talking out his head and make fun of him and everything. But I say, hey, you make fun of me all you want to. But if it's the word of God, it will stand when the world's on fire, praise God. That's what we got to do. We got to give them the word of God, praise God. We can't hold back. I know there's been a time or two when someone that I knowed in church and I knowed what they was going through, and I didn't want to preach the message that the Lord had given me before they got there. And, yeah, I meditated. Well, they'll probably get offended. It probably took me 6 months to get them in the church. Lord, you want to give me that message, praise God. And I try to change my mind, Lord, change the Lord's mind. But when I got up, that's what come out, what the Lord wanted to have me. And, yeah, he hit the toe. But guess what? God was in it. God was in it, and they didn't quit. They come back again, praise God. That's the way God is. You can't hold back a service. If I change that service that night or that morning one, praise God, they wouldn't have been the anointing in it because it wasn't God's. It was not God's word. And that's what we got to learn to live by. That's what we got to learn to eat. And if we want to make it to heaven, you will eat what's on that table, praise God. You will eat what the Lord has got for you. Somehow, some other, you better find a way to swallow it. I think there's one of them, he told him to eat the whole straw. It may be bitter for your stomach, but it's good for your soul. And he had to eat, I don't remember exactly which one it is now, I'm paraphrasing it, but he said, eat the whole straw. I mean, the way I take it, it's a book, Bible. Ain't the whole thing. And that's what we got to do. We can't leave nothing off. Every little word's got a message by it, praise God. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty, and say I love the Lord and appreciate you coming on here tonight. And just say, if anybody out there needs a prayer or anything, just let me know. I'm on Facebook. I got a page there that says what Jesus can do. And
hallelujah.
Put them on there, praise God. And I turn it back over to you, Sister Betty.
Okay, appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. We're going to have Kim come around and sing a few songs, and then we're going to pray over these prayer requests. Ready?
Okay.
Hallelujah.
I have no forgotten God's only begotten and the price that he paid for my sin. I must not forget the joy God regret. He died on the cross for me. Lord, I have not forgotten Jesus, only God. I walk without hope in the Lord save my soul. I remember that hour, but he saved in power. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. Yes. He was bruised and afflicted, and the prophet predicted, by better judgment of sin. But in his agony, there was ransom for me, blood on me shed without end. Lord, I have not forgotten Jesus, only begotten. I will walk without hope. When the Lord saved my soul, I remember that hour of his saving power. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. I walked in the blood, his Christmas blood. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten.
I see that we got about 3 minutes, so we're just going to go ahead and pray over the prayer request. And Billy, you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, just remember me and my family, Brother Willie and Sister Lily, and my wife's, her eyes is, ain't doing no better, but praise God that he's got a miracle for her. And just pray for our church, praise God, that,
okay.
You know, people wake out of sleep, praise God, and come to church.
Yes, hallelujah.
Okay, we're just going to go ahead and take the ones that have called in with them. And we'll pray over them.
Yes.
Lord, we just praise you. We just
praise God, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, Lord, see the needs of the prayer request, Lord, of each one, God. We know, Lord, that your ears are open unto the prayers of the righteous, God. We know, Lord, that you hear and answer the prayer, God, Lord, and we believe you, Lord, as we agree together, Jesus. Your mighty name, God, we pray that you would touch and move upon these needs and these requests, God, tonight, Lord. Praying that you would visit the hospitals and the nursing homes, God. Lord Jesus, them that, Lord, it needs a healing, needs a touch, God. Lord, we agree together, Lord, and then we pray, God. Them that's lost and undone without you, God. Lord, they'll open their eyes and they'll see Jesus. At the day's a day of salvation, Lord, they'll hear your voice, God, and harden not their hearts, Lord, or turn you away. Lord, touch our people, touch our nation, God, our country, Lord, the leaders, God, them that's in power and in authority, Lord, move upon them by your Spirit. God, we'll give you the glory and the praise for it all. In your mighty name, Jesus, we believe. We pray tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I see that our time's about gone, so we're going to say good night. We love y'all. God bless. We'll see you next week from 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. Just join us next week. God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, everyone.